Chapter 2. The World Around Us. Unit 3. Water. How it comes and goes. People manage to survive for weeks without eating, but water is essential. Your body stops functioning properly after only 72 hours without drinking liquids. Therefore, the supply of fresh water is extremely important to our planet. Every society on Earth recognizes the importance of water as observed in their religions, art, and literature. Of course, not all of the water on our planet is drinkable. Ocean water is salty. Considerable water is locked in massive glaciers, and large quantities of water vapor float in the atmosphere. The chemical formula for water is represented as H2O, two molecules of hydrogen attached to one molecule of oxygen. This chemical compound is extremely stable, rarely breaking apart, although it continually shifts from liquid to gas to solid. The quantity of water on our planet has not changed significantly during Earth's entire history. However, the quantities of each form of water, liquid, solid, and gas, do change significantly throughout time. During the last ice age, over 30% of Earth was blanketed with ice. Currently, only approximately 10% of our water exists in the form of ice. The percentages of fresh and saline water have also changed over time. Today, there are about 300 million cubic miles, 483 million cubic kilometers of H2O on Earth. Approximately 30% of that exists in oceans. Only around 3% of the Earth's water is fresh enough to drink, and nearly half of that is frozen. Fresh drinkable water in lakes and rivers is not available in every location. Over 40% of our drinkable water is located in lakes in the United States and Siberia. In modern times, the quantity of water in various states has remained fairly constant. About 96% is seawater, and less than 3% is fresh water. The remaining H2O is in the atmosphere as water vapor. The water cycle describes the amazing movement of water between forms. Meteorologists call this cycle the hydrologic cycle. The three main phases of the hydrologic cycle are evaporation, condensation, and precipitation. After swimming, you are wet, but eventually you become dry. That water does not simply disappear, it evaporates into the atmosphere. Molecules of water in the sky collect and form clouds. This is the process of condensation. Rain and snow are forms of precipitation, the falling of water from the atmosphere back to the ground. There are many different routes that a molecule of water might take in the hydrologic cycle. Imagine one molecule's journey. It begins as a drop of warm ocean water that evaporates. Air currents transport the vapor into the atmosphere. As temperatures cool, high above the Earth, the H2O molecules condense and create clouds. Finally, when the drops of water become weighty enough, they fall as precipitation, rain. If the rain contacts land, it might soak into the ground, or it might run off into a river. From the river, the water travels into an ocean, and the cycle repeats. If the rain soaks into the ground, it might be absorbed by thirsty grass and shrubs. Up to 10% of water that evaporates into the atmosphere transpires from plants. If precipitation from clouds falls in extremely cold climates, H2O is likely to fall as beautiful snow. Snow might melt and run into a river, or it may be buried by additional snow and form ice. It could possibly spend hundreds of years locked in a slowly traveling glacier. The water cycle never concludes, but meteorological patterns sometimes shift. An area may have too much precipitation and flood one year. The next year there may be a drought, with minimal or no precipitation. People have zero ability to control weather patterns, but people do influence changes in the hydrologic cycle. When people dam rivers or cut down forests, they change the water cycle in that location. Changes in one place can transfer into changes in neighboring locations. It is like tossing a rock into the water, making ripples that spread out.